This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
This is Raj V.
Well, Bernie Sanders, who's running for the Democratic nomination for president, wrote an opinion piece for Columbia Journalism Review. In the piece, Sanders said journalism is under assault from Wall Street, billionaire businessmen, Silicon Valley, and Donald Trump. He said these attacks have created a crisis and that we must take concrete action. Sanders goes on to say that if he is elected, his administration will put in place policies that will reform the media industry and better protect independent journalism at both the local and national levels. I don't want to weigh too deep into politics as part of Shop Talk here, but what does it say about where we are as a nation that a presidential candidate feels he must put forward a plan to protect journalism?
Well, it's interesting because from my perspective or what I can think of, I don't think there's ever been this kind of a concern before, maybe of this proportion. You know, we also have to consider the times that we're living in with the technology that we have, with a president that never hesitates to indicate how there's fake news out there when there certainly isn't. There's certainly journalists that are trying to do their job, but they're being prohibited from doing that because they are being told that they're fake, they're not genuine. And the fact remains that we have a lot of these larger conglomerates that own news organizations. And, you know, specifically this recent merger that's been announced between Gatehouse and Gannett is particularly concerning to me because, it again, when they talk about synergizing their abilities, I mean, that's usually code for layoffs. And I think that's, again, going to deplete a field that's been incredibly depleted within the last few years. And it just does a great disservice for the people that they're trying to and supposed to be serving.
I think my take on this is journalism is not about giving news to people anymore. It's all about making money because, yes, as you just pointed out, it's all about, right, media corporations where they're trying to merge and kind of expand their empire in terms of how much money they can make out of giving information to people. And gone are the days when people are interested about what the value of the story has got anymore. People are not interested about what's happening around the world. For instance, imagine there's a protest in Hong Kong and then Turkey's president has decided to let open the gates for all the migrants to get into Europe. All these kind of burning issues that the globe is confronting, nobody even thinks about it because there are no foreign correspondents.
Right.
All the major corporations, they're focused about something that they can get access to easily and get it printed or online, and that's what matters. And this is not a very good in terms of the journalism profession as well. I also feel, you know, gone are the time when people are not interested about the content or the quality of the story, but rather the relevance of it. For instance, recently I saw this news article about Simone Biles' brother arrested in triple homicide. Like, what Simone Biles, one of the most accomplished athletes of our times, got to do with her brother's murder? Sure. You know, all the headlines are trying to scream for attention, for clickbait.
Right.
You know, it's not the people want how many people are reading a story. They don't matter. It doesn't matter what the content of the story is anymore. That is really not good. And I don't know whether Bernie Sanders' initiative of changing the journalism is really going to have an impact. But this is kind of a timely thing to think of, you know, what exactly is the state of journalism right now?
Well, I would say it's not very good right now. As you explained, people seem more interested in titillating news than information that actually is going to affect their lives or should be important in some other way. If you care for your fellow human beings, you should care for some of these issues, some of these stories that are happening around the globe, not just in your own backyard. And yet, like you say, Raj, a lot of people are simply not interested in this sort of thing. I'm wondering what your experience was in India. Was the media struggling there too to adapt to this digital age?
You see, journalism globally is affected because of online. Gone are the days when print journalists are considered to be the best. Even in fact, print journalists are to go in terms of any information. You know, I remember when I was on Beat one day and someone was remarking, you know, television journalists are half-baked journalists. It's true, because we just come talk about an issue for a minute or so or a couple of minutes, and that's the duration television news is all about. But rather, print journalists spend hours and hours writing 500 words, 1,000 word stories on an issue, and they don't get any much relevance anymore. For instance, take for instance even in the United States, a television reporter or the television correspondent or an anchor gets paid in millions of dollars for being on TV, and also a journalist who works on a story for weeks gets pittance. Like, no, they get practically no money at all. And on the contrary, you also look at in terms of the profession itself. I am the employer, and I'd look at my story, a story that deals about climate crisis or economic crisis, as about like 10 views, and a story about someone who's a celebrity as about 10,000 views. And when it comes to increment, the journalist which has the more number of views gets the most number of money.
Right.
So that's the kind of situation that's happening in India or Asia or Africa. It's the number of views that matters and not the quality of the story that matters anymore.
That was the same issue I had in the newsroom where I had worked in the last few years, where there was more focus on how many clicks is your story getting. And I thought that shouldn't always be the sole measure of a story. Not to say it was the sole measure, but it was certainly something that was more paid attention to. And I think we need to refocus on, you know, what's the service that we're doing, not how much attention that we can give it or get to it. And I think that's somewhat getting back to, you know, the candidate Bernie Sanders' concerns is the fact that we need to make sure that journalism isn't just becoming a big business or a business venture for these corporate conglomerates, the Jeff Bezos of the world, and that we're still maintaining it as a free press and that we're still providing a service, because right now the way the business model is seems to be established and the trends that we're seeing, it's certainly continuing to be a, or could be able to be a greater disservice.
Well, and Rajvi, you mentioned the excessive pay that we see with some news anchors on television. The vast majority of people in journalism, the vast majority of journalists make very little money. So there's this huge wage gap that I think is part of the problem, too. I don't think journalists should have to starve to work in this profession. But I also kind of question when you're making millions of dollars a year, whether you can adequately report what is of interest to the regular citizen of the country.
Yeah, and you hear about suffering for your art. I think in some ways, you know, when you get into this business, I know like I did, I had this, you know, this genuine interest in current affairs and the ability to communicate that and to provide this service. I tell my students at this time of year when we start the semester, I say it's a noble profession, and I don't mean to be cheesy or corny by saying that, because I truly believe that it is, because without it, as studies showed, I think within, again, Mr. Sanders, the candidate Sanders' writing, you know, the study from the University of Illinois and the University of Notre Dame showed that, and this has happened time and again, where there are news deserts or communities where there's no longer a press or no longer a media watching over what's happening with the public officials, things are allowed to slide. Things happen. Salaries suddenly go up. Taxes go up, things of that nature. And there's not that person, that journalist that's acting as that intermediary, that liaison to serve the public and to provide that integral information that they suddenly no longer have.
I need to act as the moderator here and wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.